Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Happy Friday to you. Well, we are here on the East Coast, recording live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Coach LaLisa, and you have tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, this is going to be a exciting and powerful, dynamic segment this morning. Again, you want to go get your pencil, get a pen, get some paper so you can take some notes. I am so grateful and thankful that you could be here. Welcome to all our friends all around the world. That's the beautiful thing about internet radio. It allows you to go international in an instant. So no matter where you're calling from or how you've tuned in via the internet, we welcome you and hope that you're having a great and awesome time. I would say morning, but in some places right now, it is still nighttime. Well, today, Friday, this is the 14th of May. Exciting, exciting. We've been had some exciting topics all week long. We talked on yesterday. We encourage you to go back and listen to that show, How to Master Your Emotions. Emotions have gone wild with people and have tripped them up and got them in all kinds of traps. So you definitely want to go back and listen to that show. Then we talked about earlier in the week, overcoming fear and negativity. Go back and catch that one. Maybe you're still looking for that dream job. We got some shows on that. We got shows that actually go back all over the past 2 years. So you go back in the archives and click on a button and just listen to any and everything. Okay, so I definitely am so glad that you are here this morning, because now we're going to help you get even closer to your true potential, your full success in life. But one of the things we're going to have to knock out is we got to knock out that fear of success. That's our topic for today, overcoming the fear of success. So you want to take some good notes. Well, I'll say hello to all of the other life coaches and coaches out there that are also tuning in to the show. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you to all those clients of mine that are tuning in each and every day, calling in. Thank you for your support and confidence. And I just pray that I continue to be able to give you what you need to get to that next level. I want to give a shout out to my little niece, Chanel. I know she'll be calling in. She so wanted to listen to the show. And all my Facebook family and friends and those from my space that have been with me for the past several years. But I'm going to get to this hot topic today, because fear, let's talk about it, because we don't have but a few minutes here, and I want to get it all out. Welcome to those of you in the chat room. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you have any questions, please type them in. Those of you in the chat room, if you'd like to call in, if you have a comment or a question, you can do so at 347-945-7991. We definitely want you to stay tuned each and every week, as we will be giving out dates and locations of live coaching events that I will be conducting and facilitating over the next several months. But let's look at this overcoming the fear of success. You know, a lot of people have a hard time really grasping that concept, you know, fear of success. And, you know, people would say, oh, no, not me. I'm not afraid of success. But research shows that many, many people suffer from a fear of success. Now, you would think that because the way we're made, you know, innately, we are driven to be successful. I mean, if that was the case, if it was not the case, you know, you would not mature to be adults. You know, we have to want to be successful even from day one that we come to the earth. You have to be successful at holding the bottle. You have to be successful at learning to walk. Children have to be successful at learning to talk, how to play with others, how to sit quietly. All throughout our life, we are being successful. And if our children aren't being successful, we would think something's a problem, there's something wrong. We would take them, whether they're developing mentally, emotionally, physically. And so it's innate that we would be striving and driven toward success. And you know, it's also, you know, been said that, you know, when you see, the fear of success can really stop us and prevent us from achieving our fullest potential. Just like I was describing with a child, you know, you want them to reach their fullest potential at every single age. And there's a, you know, famous psychologist, Mr. Eric Erickson. He talks about we all mature at these different stages. And so we want to make sure that we are fully becoming who we were created to be. Now, we're going to talk today on the show to help you. First, we want to identify this concept of fear of success, because you may be walking around with it, and no doubt a person has been walking around with it for a long time and didn't even know what it was. Certainly, that was the case for me. I had a fear of success, and I didn't realize it. And what happened was it had been masked as a fear of failure, which is somewhat similar. Some researchers and psychologists and experts would maybe argue that they're totally different, but many of them have come out and weighed in on the fact that there are some similarities, and so a person could get them mixed up. But I'm here today to, let's kind of, you know, in a very simplified way, break it down so that you understand the really, really differences with fear of success. Now, let's look at, you know, fear of failure. If you see a person, or if you're a person that you know has a fear of failure, what might tend to happen is that this might be a person who is living a very mediocre life. They don't take a lot of risk. they don't do a lot of things because they don't want to fail. They have a fear of failing. So they don't risk a lot of things. They, you know, take the easy kind of way, okay? They kind of stay in a more middle, in the middle lane, okay? They're not going to go to the far right. And this is some of the things that we've noticed. They don't do a whole lot of excelling because they have a fear that they will fail and they will only take on projects and challenges that they know they can, they feel pretty comfortable that they can handle. And if that's what, you know, a person is trying to do in their life, but again, they're robbing themselves of truly becoming the greatest them, the best them, the highest them, because they are fearing this success, are fearing failure. But now to a person who is fearing success, on the other hand, this is a person who also can have hang-ups and not be able to get to their potential. But they may have a different kind of behavior going on than this person who is fearing failure. The person who is fearing success, what's happening with them, which you'll see a lot of times, these are some of the symptoms, according to research, and according to my own research of my own life, some of the symptoms, procrastination, you know, just putting off doing a lot of things. But at the same time, this is also a person that has a symptom where they can talk these great ideas. They can talk about all the wonderful things that they'll do. But, you know, somehow they just never seem to do it. They just never get around to it. But get them in a conversation, and they'll tell you how they're going to conquer the world. Their ideas are big. Unlike the fear of failure person, wouldn't even talk those big ideas because they already know, you know, because the fear of failure won't allow them to. They're staying in the middle of the road. But a person who is fearing success, these are the people that you always find them talking these big, big, big ideas, but never doing. And so if this is happening to you, now you know probably what's the underlying problem. You know the symptom, but now the underlying problem is this fear of success. Also the procrastination, you know, having the opportunity to do something really big or really successful or that can really explode their talents and gifts, but never getting around to it. That's another, again, another symptom. Maybe you had the symptom, but you didn't know, you couldn't get rid of the symptom, and you didn't know what the real cause of the symptom. And that's the problem with most of us, because we can't get to the cause. It's just like when you go to the doctor can treat the symptoms, but you could still have the problem. So until they get to the cause of the problem and try to eradicate that, you will continue to come back to the same thing every time. But we want to help you get over and overcome your fear of success so that you can truly be the successful person that you want to be, so that you can live out your fullest potentials in life, so that you can really enjoy your life, so that you can really, really, really be happy. Now, another thing, that a symptom that you see in people who have a problem with success is that they never quite finish a project. They can start something new, like the college. They'll start going. You ever meet people that every other few years they're in college again? You know, so they want to be successful at college, or they want to be successful at getting that education, but they never finish it. Because the thing is, if you really didn't want it, then don't even go after it, okay? A person who's feeling a fierce failure would never even attend college. See, or that project, whatever that project is. But that's the person, they never quite finish it. The same thing with people who, you know, claim that they want to get their health on point and they really want to be healthy and they really want to have success in that area. Same thing. They'll start a particular diet and then they'll just fall off. Or it could be in their relationship. It could be related to their career. It could be in any area of their life that they're working on this success. So that could be a fear of success, as opposed to a lot of times people think it's a fear of failure. No, because people who fear failure, remember, they stay at the middle of the road. They stay mediocre. They never stretch outside their box. They just stay right there. But they don't take risks. They won't take the risk. Whereas a person who fears success may start out on taking the risk, but they may never finish. And this is also a person who just doesn't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they can actually finish it. Like, they'll start it, but then somehow the self-esteem is torn down. Now, you might say, you may be wondering, like I used to, and so many other people, you may wonder, well, why would a person fear success? It probably just doesn't sound like it makes sense. And then before we finish the show, I want to leave you with an exercise that you could do to help you overcome your fear of success. I'm going to give you an exercise that you can work on that will help you overcome your fear of success. And if you just tuned into the show, we welcome you to right here to the Coach LaLisa Show, heard every weekday, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are very, very excited about the topic that we're bringing to you today. We've been talking about the fear of success. The fear of success can really, really, really hold you back. It can stop you. It can stop you from reaching your fullest potential in life. But we've said already on the show that everybody has, to some level, this ability, this able to be successful. They're driven to be successful. And we've already talked about some of the differences between overcoming the fear of failure, or talked about the fear of failure, and now also looking at the fear of success, where it comes from, what it is. I mean, nobody quite knows where exactly, you know, it comes from, other than some beliefs that we have as children, what we're taught as children. If you're allowed, you know, some parents allow their children to make a lot of risk and to take risk. And so therefore, and then they help and they walk the child through successful situations, whereas unfortunately, some parents do not do that. They do not help the children become successful. They do not teach the children how to be a success, and therefore the child can grow up with various handicaps, or the parent could, you know, always constantly pounce on the child, condemning the child, criticizing everything that the child does. Those kinds of things are, and the child could learn, you know, how to procrastinate, how to not finish a project, just by observing what is going on in the household. What, you know, the ways that the parents, you know, parents are the child's first teacher, or whomever is raising that child. You don't have to be formally told that you're the child's teacher, but yes, you are. Parents, that's your role, and that's the role God gave you, and he can't take it back. So it's already settled. So you have to be very, very careful of how you behave around your very, very, very small children from birth to at least age 5, you should be very, very careful of every single thing, because Piaget talked about, and this famous psychologist talked about, that early, early, early stage. You and other psychologists talk about it. I'm not a psychology major, but I did take Psych 101, and I don't think I took 102, but 101 was enough, and it taught me some things. But yes, you have to be very, 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 very careful of what your child sees in you, because whatever they see is what they're going to duplicate. That's just how children are. They mimic what they see, because they don't. That's how they learn, and when they're young. Now, back to our topic, though. Our topic here today, we want to talk about how to overcome this fear of success, how to overcome the fear of success. Now, let's look at why should somebody fear success, right? We asked that question already. Why should someone fear success? Well, this is the reasons. One, it involves change. you know, right there, you can already see why somebody would fear success. Because so many people, they just don't like change. They do not want to change. They want the status quo. They want to remain who they are. And that right there will cause a lot of people to fear success. Number two is because success can appear hard to handle. Success can appear hard to handle. And that's another reason. So I want you to think about that for a minute. What are some things that you fear or that you feel in your life that is hard to handle for you? Then I want you to say to yourself, I'm not going to let this happen again. You know, just tell yourself, I'm not going to let this happen again. So you want to just start there. And the other reason people who fear success, why they do this is because success oftentimes, most times, and no doubt will, it brings with it a lot of responsibilities. Lots of responsibilities. It also brings lots of challenges. And again, people, they don't like a lot of challenge. They don't want to be challenged. Now, again, a person could be battling with both fear of success and fear of failure. So that's like a double whammy. They have a double whammy going on. So you may say, okay, Coach Lalisa, you've told us about the fear of success. You've told us a little bit about the fear of failure. You've given us some good, you know, symptoms that we can really look at and say, you know what? I have that going on with me. Remember, you have a fear of success, or someone that you're dealing with may fear success, and that may be why you find it hard to get them to move in certain directions and do what they need to do. And some of the symptoms would be things like procrastination. They talk a lot of big ideas, but they don't do them. Also, they're a person that never quite finishes a project, and they don't believe in themselves. These are symptoms that go along with a person who is fearing success. On the other hand, the person that feels failure is a person who just stays at the middle of the road. They don't want to fail. They fear failing. So they don't want to step out of the box. They don't want to challenge themselves. They don't want to reach higher because they fear that they will fail. But they will complete projects. Oftentimes, they may complete projects very properly, you know, with an expertise, because they fear failure. They don't want to mess up. But you won't often find them taking on extravagant or very elaborate type projects because they fear they will fail. These are a lot of the people on the job that you will see that they have a lot of gifts and talents, more than for the position that they're in. And this is a person fearing failure. And you will try to offer them higher positions. They will say no. They will turn you down. They will just flat out say no. Or this might be a person that could very, very easily afford an apartment, a home, but you see them living in an apartment with a much smaller overhead and things because they fear, you know, failing. They don't want to get there because they've seen other people fail and this and that. But the person who is fearing success is a person that's all talk and no do. So they may look like, you may think that they, you actually will say that they're failing. They look like they're actually failing. But they're not failing because they are a failure. It's typically because they are fearing success. So how are we going to help these individuals? Well, that's what we're going to do in the next segment of the show. We want to offer you some help and some solutions. Now, I'm also in, not only am I a coach and a business major, I've also had the opportunity to work one-on-one in a counseling environment. And one of the things I've learned for the past 6 years, I've worked in that environment where we help people recover from all kinds of types of thinking that's, you know, improper. And we use the CBT method. That's the cognitive behavioral techniques. And so this is what you're going to actually use to help you overcome your fear of success. Isn't that great? That is awesome, awesome. So what that is it's just basically learning, for those of you who are not counseling and coaches and people, it's just a fancy word for telling you that we're going to help you learn some new ways of thinking. You see, it's within your control, because who controls your thoughts? You do. You control your thoughts, but your thoughts control your behavior. So let's look at the process again. You've got to change your thoughts. Who controls your thoughts? You do. Your thoughts control what? It controls your behavior by way of speech. So a lot of times what you think becomes what you say. What you say becomes what you do. What you do becomes what you are destined for. It becomes your destination. It becomes your destiny. So you got the process. What you think becomes what you say, becomes what you do, becomes where you end up. So when you see where you end up, trace that back to where it got started. It got started as a thought, all right? So subconscious or conscious, it doesn't matter. It was still a thought. So you got to deal with your thinking. Now, you want to be able to have the success that you want in life. So here comes the exercise. I'm going to give you some steps to help you overcome the fear of success. So I want you to, for your exercise, I want you to write these things down. I want you to get a list. Number one, I want you to identify this fear of success. I want you to acknowledge that you have it. Understand that you've procrastinated on some things. You're always talking these great ideas, but you never get it done. Always talking about the CD you can make, but you never sang one song. You're always talking about the dance studio that you can open, but you never went and looked at one. All these kinds of things. So write it down. And then I want you to write down some of your underlying beliefs about success. You know, and then it may be helpful to write, you know, several endings to the following sentences. So, because I want to help jog your memory a little bit. Success means blah, blah, blah. Success means I'll have to do this, do that. Or if I experience total success, this and this and this and that will happen. So finish that. So see what your beliefs are, because, you know, this is going to really help you. We're talking about changing your thinking. So you got to know what your thinking is before you can change it. Because some of our thinking is so automatic that we don't even realize we're thinking. These are our thoughts. Identify where these beliefs then came from. So some people's fear of success is that, oh, that's wicked. You know, God doesn't want, especially a lot of Christians, God doesn't want us to have too much. People that are so successful, they're unhappy, they're evil, they're wicked. Okay, so kind of write that down. And then challenge your beliefs. Where did I get this belief? You know, how did I stick with that? How is this fitting in my life today? And then decide which beliefs you ought to keep and which ones you ought to get rid of. It's just that simple. And then you want to, in order to help you overcome this fear of success, you know, boost up your self-esteem and your confidence, your self-efficacy. I can do it. I can get it done. And then work at it every day. Get a support system around you. Get other people who believe in success. Don't get around a lot of people who are also procrastinating and never getting things done. So for today, I welcome you again to the show. Definitely come back on Monday, where we have another awesome, powerful show for you. Monday, make sure you tune in. And go back and listen, as I said before, listen to the archives. You come back on Monday, we're going to talk about developing, how to develop that positive attitude. How to develop the positive attitude. Well, as always, this has been Coach Lalisa. We thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, don't stop for no one.
you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.